I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. U.S. President Bush's visit to India this week highlights the news. There's an alarming trend in India's suppression of religious freedom that concerns Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. President Dave Straver says the strategy that Hindu extremists are following is similar to that of the Taliban. But ministry won't stop. Straver details what church leaders need.
Pray for supernatural protection, physical protection, so that believers will not be attacked and will not be killed. But secondly, they say, because we know there will be opposition, pray for courage.
Next, grief still grips the city of Beslan, Russia, 18 months after Chechen rebels killed more than 300 students and adults at school number one. To help the region heal, Russian ministry Sergei Rahuba says, now with the help of kids around the world, they want to build a playground. The trip is scheduled for May 11th through the 21st. Rahuba can't wait to dedicate the playground to God.
It will be great dedication service, praying to God, you know, asking His blessing that playground would be used not just a playground for kids, but as a tool to reach out to families in Beslan.
And God is using a soup kitchen to bring the poor to Himself in Chisinau, Moldova. On top of their radio stations and orphan outreach, Little Samaritan Mission is reaching out to about 250 poor people. The soup kitchen also provides basic medical care for them, but that's not all they're getting. Each meal is preceded by singing Christian songs and Bible reading. Some have even turned to Christ. Funding is in desperate need. Lack of funding prevented the soup kitchen from opening on time this year. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Parables of the Vineyard by Pamela Reeve, drawn from John chapter 15, as she talks about how God lovingly prunes us to bear the fruit of Christ. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.